Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside.
The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage. Well, welcome back, everybody. Jay Garvin's your host right here. Very excited to be in the studio today. Second segment, continuing on with the conversation of the show titled The Aspen Effect. I mentioned to you it took me more than a month to even contemplate doing this show. I still have full belief that the Lord Jesus will bring back or give my wife and myself an entire family perspective on Aspen, a very important beloved dog, a silky terrier that went missing from our lives the 17th of December. But the story is not the loss. The story is it immediately put our life into perspective. Immediately, we've actually grown. And I've got Kelsey in the studio here from Colorado Springs Body Sculpting. Thanks for coming in, Kelsey.
Thanks for having me.
And this is a pretty heavy subject, but you and I get into some pretty heavy stuff. And some of the things that I've learned, share with the radio listeners and you, because I constantly believe in live life, so does my daughter, that what's ever meant for destruction, confusion, will always be turned to the glory of kingdom through the Lord Jesus Christ. And one thing I have found, I told you in the break that Marlo has cried buckets of tears, that I, even though I've known and been married to my wife for 20 years, I never knew how deeply she loved.
Yeah.
One of the things that we're very blessed with is, I'm going to get in later in the show, talk about different stress indicators where a wedding is stressful, even though it's positive, but a death is stressful and it's negative. And financial problems, our health problems. The whole goal of this and where you fit in so perfectly, Kelsey, is that I've written them down. Your loved ones, your health, your goals, your legacy in life, that's all you have when you're done.
Right.
And you help people with that so much. I mean, share again for the audience here in the new year some of the things you do at Colorado Springs Body Sculpting physically, but then what you've seen them help transform your patients mentally through a more positive transition about themselves and everything involved with that.
Well, I think it goes into balance is everything, right? And so, you know, I have some people come in and think, oh my gosh, I feel so vain coming in here to do this. And I tell them, no, not at all. When you do anything from body sculpting to skincare to aging solutions, you have to take a minute for yourself and do something for yourself. Now, don't go overboard and, you know, just focus only on that. You want to focus on taking care of yourself in all aspects, both physically, mentally, emotionally. And when you take care of yourself on the outside, you also are taking care of yourself on the inside because your mind-body connection is so strong.
Amen.
So if you need help, you know, with physically getting healthier and getting rid of a little bit of an extra fat, abdominal fat, I have people come in actually that come in for health reasons because they don't want to get diabetes or, you know, their pants don't fit them and they physically are uncomfortable like in their clothing.
Yeah.
You know, so they have realistic expectations, but I look at further as, you know, take care of yourself on all levels. And it's not just financially and not just, you know, mentally, but also physically, you have to take care of yourself too. When you physically are feeling good about yourself, it does transfer, that self-confidence becomes empowerment. And when you feel empowered, you then pass that along to other people. You're infectious. It's an energy.
Amen.
And so if you're not feeling good about yourself, then think about it on the opposite end. When you don't feel good about yourself, you tend to be a little more mean in your heart. You tend to have a little bit more insecurities and jealousies. And that's just human nature.
It so, is, and you're so
doesn't mean
correct.
You're a bad person. It just means when you don't take care of yourself on the basic levels, then it really has a domino effect. So you got to choose.
Yeah, and you just hit it because linked with one of the top 10 stressful events in life is your health, is your body, is your self-image, especially after illness or sickness, or like you said, when you're borderline diabetic or you physically can't fit into your clothes. I went through a whole serious internal thing with my COVID-20.
Yeah.
A while back, I embraced it. I'm like, honey, this is my little jelly belly. And now I'm at one with it. And now I'm just getting rid of it because I want to take care of myself to help eliminate the health and the different stress indicators because I could have been in a better position when Aspen went missing. You know, we all go through life events. you say it the best, and I don't want to put you on the spot, but you always say something about the way you feel inside is the most important.
It is. The way you feel inside, you reflect how you feel on the inside, also on your outside. It's just all connected. And we want people to feel beautiful from the inside out. Be the best you. And our motto is define yourself, define your own beauty. Don't try to be someone next door. Try to be you and find the best you and love who you are. And that's really at the bottom of why I do what I do and why I love what I love. And so, you know, when people come in, the first thing I want to know is, well, what are your goals? I get to know them. I want to know about them personally, you know, and see. But, you know, I also want to say that I know that they're, you know, people come in when they are in a really tough time in their life. It is normal when you're going, especially during 2020, but anytime. Yeah. When you're going through something tough and this is, you know, this is something that they want to do for themselves to help just lift them up a bit, you know, that's when I get honestly the most excited for when I get to see their transformative results and see not just physically, but their emotional and joyful expression afterwards when they come in for follow-up photos and measurements. I can see the radiation of happiness, just feeling better. You know, it's an energy that you see when people suddenly are lit up inside.
Yes. And even my wife has said that when she's visited your clinic and I'm like, hey, honey, you going off to Colorado Springs Body Sculpting? She goes, you know, actually, I'm going off to see Kelsey, a friend.
I love that.
And
that's what we want.
Huge. And you guys really draw strong friendships, and everybody wants to help a friend. I mean, I don't see you as a sponsor, or I hope you don't see
me as
a
No, I see you as my friend.
And
you're my support system. You're my friend. You and Matt here are my friends. I love
coming. Matt and I have been friends for 10 years. Literally, we are 1 week away from celebrating the 520th show.
Oh, my
10
gosh.
10 years.
I love that.
And welcome to the threshold. Bill McAfee has been a friend, what did we say, 8.5, almost 9 years. And if you're listening right now, Kelsey is an amazing person in charge of an amazing clinic that is transforming lives. And your reflection when you look in the mirror is the most important thing. And however you see beauty, Kelsey is there for you. Let them know how they can get a hold of you to set an appointment.
Thank you, Jay. So we're Springs Body Sculpting, and you can either go to www.springsbodysculpting.com or you can call us at 719-387-0630.
Awesome. Well, that's just absolutely amazing. You know, finishing out the last minute, if you want to say or not, you went on a little vacation. Did you have fun?
Oh, I went. Well, actually, yes. I went back to my home, old stomping grounds back in Scottsdale, Arizona. I was back there.
Really?
We're actually launching some new stuff at our place that I'm excited. I'll talk about it next month.
Really?
Oh, I'm so excited. So that's what I went there for. And actually, my sister just opened up a med spa in Arizona. So I went there to help her with that, too.
Wow. And so you guys can toss ideas. And you said you're the youngest of the gang.
I'm the youngest of five. Yep.
Wow. I'm in the middle of five. So thank you so much, Kelsey, for coming on. Every single time we spend in the studio together is more precious to me. And if you want to meet a real friend and someone who really cares about you and your body, just give Kelsey a call. One last time on that number, Kelsey.
719-387-0630.
And just remember, don't go anywhere. I'm going to continue the show on the Aspen Effect, bringing life into perspective. And call me during the break with your story or even the chance to get started on your next refinance or purchase transaction. 719-330-1457. I'll be back after these important messages for the remainder of the Jay Garvin Show.
You just remember what your old past said, or you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend.